Good morning.
Good morning,
Senator. How many of you are tea drinkers? My wife is a tea drinker, and one morning this week I was watching the tea steep, and the tea and the water become steeped in each other. So you have two things, tea and water, becoming one, and yet still remaining their individual selves. And then after that process takes place, we of course taste the tea. So as I looked at this, I realized, well, there's a relationship between the tea and the water. And as the tea steeps, that relationship becomes very intimate. Rumi wrote, "It is a sign of intimate friendship when speech flows freely from the heart. Without intimacy, the flow is blocked. When the heart has seen the sweetheart, how can it remain bitter? When a nightingale has seen the rose, how can it keep from singing?" So in viewing the tea and thinking about our practice, it's occurred to me that one very practical function of our practice is to help us have better relationships. The tea and the water have a relationship, which becomes intimate. Now, most of our relationships, if not all, are based on preferences, projections, preconceptions that constantly dance around in our minds. This mental activity, along with the feelings it produces, defines how we experience each other, and not just each other, but the universe itself. And the cumulative effect of our preoccupation with what we think we know is the creation of an invisible barrier between ourselves and others, ourselves and the universe. Because of this barrier, we never experience people and things exactly as they are. But there is no barrier between the tea and the water. No barrier. But in our relationships, we experience them through the filter of what we think and what we feel. And that process gives rise to a dualistic experience. And you've heard this all before, but it doesn't make it any less true. And that experience is the experience of me and you, me and the universe. And if we limit ourselves to this way of experiencing, it damages our sense of relationship because the relationship lacks intimacy. If the tea and the water kept thinking of themselves as tea and the water, as tea and water, they wouldn't be intimate. But there is no thinking. There's just the process of becoming steeped, of becoming intimate. So these thoughts, these feelings, create this barrier, a barrier that we're not even aware of most of the time. A barrier which is a separation between us and everything we experience as other. And this one-sided experience of self and other is not really relational because it lacks connection. To have a true relationship, we have to have a connection. So what is the antidote for a view that is so lacking in intimacy? In case 20 of the Book of Equanimity, the following encounter takes place. And as you know, this is my favorite koan. Zen Master Jizo asked Hogen, "Where have you come from?" Hogen responds saying, "I pilgrimage aimlessly." "What's the purpose of your pilgrimage?" Jizo asks. "I don't know," replied Hogen. "Not knowing is the most intimate," responds Jizo. Following this koan is an appreciatory verse that reads, "Utterly free from minute obstacles, one comes to not know." So to become intimate, with each other, to become intimate with the world around us, to become steeped, we have to enter a place of not knowing. So when the mind is still, the dance of minute obstacles stops. All that we think we know subsides. There's no longer than a barrier between ourselves and others, between ourselves and the universe. We realize, not conceptualize, but realize that I am you and you are me, that I am the universe and the universe is me. There is no separation left. There is just oneness. We are now completely intimate, completely steeped in each other. No idea of intimacy, no idea of being steeped, just its direct experience. So taking this one step further, once we experience this other side of reality, we realize that knowing and not knowing exist simultaneously, just like the tea and the water. I am still Sensei Carl, my teacher is still Roshi Kennedy, the sky is still the sky, and the ocean is still the ocean, with all their individual characteristics. And yet at the very same time, we are one. We are all steeped in each other. And we are exquisitely intimate with each manifestation of reality. As the Heart Sutra says, form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Form is exactly emptiness. Emptiness exactly form. The water is exactly the tea. The tea is exactly the water. They exist simultaneously. And depending upon our perspective, it's tea or it's water and tea. So the Heart Sutra is, or one way to look at the Heart Sutra, is that it's teaching us about what a true relationship is. Dogen says, to be enlightened is to be intimate with all things. And what he is saying is that to be enlightened, there must be no gaps. So let's keep sitting together so that we can continue to create the circumstances that will allow us to become more and more intimate with each other, really getting to know each other or not know each other in the deepest sense. Sitting here in this zendo, we allow ourselves to become steeped in each other and in the world around us. Thank you.